Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Little Film Mosa. I'm YJ.
I'm Shuying.
And I'm Jun.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. My introduction is turning into like a show, like a game show, yeah? Welcome back to another episode of Little Film Mosa. Today we have contestant number one.
Steve Harvey.
How's everyone been doing?
I think it's good. Yeah, March I always feel that March is the real new year. Like you're really starting the new year already. Because like usually January, you still haven't really adapting. Then, oh, then it's Chinese New Year already. Then March is like, okay, you really need to start for the year.
And then bonuses, some of the bonuses are on a March, you get the bonus like, oh, and then
no way, my one's not
tax. Yeah. And then Q1 gonna done, and then you have a performance review, like those things.
Wow, you're all talking about adulting.
Is it? I'm still 20.
20, no, you pay tax.
True, you work, you pay tax, yeah. Right. Today, we're going to talk about this quite a new movie. It's called The Power of the Dog. So, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. It's Suing's favorite actor.
Yes.
No wonder I now I know why she suggested this movie.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Come on.
Right. In my heart, it's like, yes, Suing's definitely going to suggest this.
I think a few months ago, I already say that, I know that this movie will come out on Netflix, I think around year end of 2021. Then I was already like, okay, I'm aiming for my episode. When my turn to choose the movie, then I will choose this one already.
But, right, it's been a while since I watched something like so intense and so ominous as like The Power of the Dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it started like right in the beginning, right, setting my immersion with, you know, the music. And then while he was walking towards the house, if you remember, with the landscape on the background. Oh my god, it's so beautiful. I love it. Yeah, it truly reminds me of my time spent living in New Zealand. So yeah, if you don't know, this movie is filmed in Otago, New Zealand. So yeah. But I can't help it, but I know I get excited watching this movie. And then when I Google the location, I'm like, I've been to there before. It's like, yeah, maybe that's why I'm a little bit biased. I love the cinematography in this film, of course, especially with the shot on the landscape, you know, with the clouds, playing with the shadow and the lighting. And the actors is definitely very good. We will be talking about that soon. So overall, I will give this show a very high 8.5 out of 10 for me. So what do you guys think?
Okay. Quite similar to YJ one. I also think that the cinematography is really fantastic. It's really good lah. It's very it's that kind of, because it's a Netflix movie mah, but it's that kind of movie that I feel that it will be really great if I can watch in the big screen, because the cinematography is definitely, it's really cinematic lah. I would say it's a cinematic movie. It doesn't feel like a streaming or a TV movie.
I didn't know it didn't show in the cinema.
It's a Netflix special, is it?
Yes, it's a Netflix production. Then sometimes like this kind of movie they will show in US, they also will only show in very selected location and very selected time frame only, and the purpose for that is because they want to nominate for Oscars. Then I think out of US, I don't think they even show in cinema at all, because it's a Netflix movie mah. Then it's always
wasted.
But this is the kind of movie that always make me feel that it will be great if it can show in the big screen. It's a very cinematic movie lo. Then I think the director Jane Campion, I hope I pronounce her name correctly. I'm not familiar with her. Then I'm not familiar with her work. Because she's been winning in this award season, she's been winning quite a lot of best director and I think she's a front runner even also for Oscars, and I can see so like, actually. Mm. Because this movie, I think she really directed the movie very intense and very, it's not a fast movie, but it's very immersive, to be honest. It's very immersive, even in the small screen, I feel that. Then the actors are good. We can talk about that later. Then but actually one thing is this movie for me is it's not that easy to understand. For first time, actually the thing is, for a movie that I don't really fully understand, I still quite immersive. I think that's a great job of the movie. I immerse in the, because the ambient, the tone, everything, it really make you immerse in the story. But although I don't really get it. I feel that there is a meaning behind. I feel it's a very layered movie, but like, I don't really fully get it. Like, it needs some time, and I don't have time to second viewing also. I feel that second viewing would help lah. So overall, I will give 8 out of 10 lah.
I didn't enjoy the movie so much for me. I would give it like a 6 out of 10 or something. I know it's like, you know, great acting, and it's nominated for some awards, right? And the directors are also really good. I don't know. Shu Ying will know about this. But when you talk about cinematography, I just don't feel it, because it's sort of the environment that I don't feel very comfortable in, which is lack of, for me, it's just one word, right? Lack of green. It's all like dusty, yellow, muddy.
I thought you were going to say lack of medical advancement.
Probably, yeah. But it just feels so yellow and muddy, and it's just, if I'm there, I feel like if I'm in there, right, in a few minutes my nose will fill with like mud and dust and sand. It's so when I look at the cinematography, I know it's very well shot, and you know, like, they play with all the lightings as you said, and then, you know, they have this barking dog shadow on the hills and all this as well. But you know, I don't know how to appreciate that kind of landscape. I guess, yeah. I'm more like, you know, green. Like, if you talk about New Zealand, I would think about the green mountains and stuff, and not this kind of, and also, yeah, it's intense. It's very there's not a lot of happiness inside the whole story and the plot.
Yes.
I agree.
Which, like, for me, it's like, it's
true, true. So you intense. Like a lot of like happy movie. a little bit more happiness.
Right.
I'm sure a happy ending in the end, right?
I feel it's, again, like you say, it's very ominous, right? That, you know, actually a murder just happened. It's actually a murder, right? So not really happy, I guess. You know, I think I said this from the start, like, I preferred more lighter mood stuff.
The power of dog, I don't know, like Shuyin said, there's a symbolizing of the dog, which maybe have a meaning, because this movie is actually from a book, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so it was adapted from a book. So maybe it has some meaning, which I really don't know as well.
I Google about it. It's a Bible verse, right? Yeah, so the power of the dog is a verse in the Bible. And I think the power of the dog is, it symbolizes the evil from people, basically.
That makes it more interesting, even more interesting already. Nice.
Because that's how I feel, because I don't have time to watch a second time, and actually it's not only second time lah, I will say that after the first time I feel that this is a movie that I need to Google about. Because I can feel quite a lot of symbolics there, and I also feel it's very layered lah. It's very layered that but suddenly I don't really understand because I think what Jun say about the landscape, because actually they want to set up more like a western, like a western setting like that, because it's also talk about masculinity, ma. The masculinity and the because of Intense basically is a masculinity and sexuality, and also what women in that kind of environment, how they feel actually. Then so that's why it, but a lot of things I would say the culture, I'm not familiar with Western culture, so that that's a part that I feel, oh, I need to understand a bit, then I only maybe I can understand I can appreciate better lah. Then but I Google a bit lah, I Google a bit that then there's a part, but I the first, I think the one of the symbolic that, it's not symbolic lah, one of the part that I can feel the meaning behind, I can feel when directly watch is the in psychology there is a term called the Oedipus. This is based on the Greek story that they say that every especially young man, they tend to murder their father, and because they love their mother, and this is quite similar to what the Peter's character, because he like Jun say, actually it take me a while, I only feel that, oh, actually this is a murder that because he want to protect his mother ma, then he actually use the feeling of feel towards him, then kind of like murder him lah. So it make me think a lot lah, this part.
Interesting.
But you say about the Oedipus part, right? But the murder of Phil is actually to protect the love of his mother to George, right? Also, and George is sort of his stepdad. So maybe, I don't know, yeah. But in the movie, does it say that Peter murdered his original father? Peter says that the father suicide, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean, yeah, this part. Yes, correct. Yeah, true. Also, maybe it was his son as well, because he's an alcoholic, right? His father.
I don't know. Nobody knows, right?
Because only he's the one who's saying, right? The mother didn't say anything at all. True. Interesting. Interesting point, yeah. So this movie talked about like a lot of like toxic masculinity. So although I understand like why Phil's in Phil's position, right, as the leader of the pack, working at the ranch, which is considered like a rough job and usually male dominated. So he has to show like his manliness in order to like manage the people. Plus like any like effeminate manners are usually being mocked and ridiculed, right? Especially in the era, yeah. So in this movie, there's this role reversal kind of thing going on. So when it first started, like Phil is portrayed as like the antagonist. I mean, where he's like kind of antagonist, like. But as it goes along the movie, we can see like why he behaved that way, like showing his masculinity and because it's the distance like felt between the family and him. So it's slowly turning into like, he was forced into that situation while George is slowly, he's the one who is actually forcing Phil to behave like an antagonist, right? Did you see? I think it's like a role reversal kind of thing, which is, I find it very interesting.
I think this is interesting point. Yeah. I didn't really see that. Because I feel that the strong my I feel more is why Phil behave like you know, so man and so hot temper and like wow, like very toxic masculinity. Because for me I just think that he because he is he kind of understand his sexuality, because Bronco Henry, the person that didn't appear but is quite important actually is Bronco Henry, because because from the magazine or the things that
Peter
see, I think when Phil was very young, he already exposed to him, and I think he already opened up his world that he is I think he understands his sexuality, he should be a homosexual. Then but he in that environment and in his job and everything, he has to be like that kind of man that you know cannot be like cannot be soft, cannot be like cannot be like they call it like faggot or what. So he has to man up. So he that's why his struggle is he has very strong internal struggle. Like you know, he has to be a person that he actually doesn't he hates about lah. Then
and because I think it's because of the social standing also, which forced, he felt that there's a difference in social standing between the family and himself.
This is a good part. That's why I feel that this movie actually need more viewing. Because I can feel that after the first time, I feel that I can feel that I don't fully grasp certain thing. I feel that I need time to watch again.
Are you gonna watch it again?
Wow, okay. This movie need a right mood to watch again.
Yeah,
I think
I would.
It's quite heavy, right? You won't.
I understand. But maybe I already kind of expect lah. I think I kind of expect because I heard some criticism as well, because this movie has the most nomination in Oscars ma. And some people actually say that they feel this is a very pretentious art house film. Then so some people don't like it lah. But when I watch, I don't feel it's pretentious lah. I do feel the director is quite I feel that she really did know what she is doing, and she just very this movie actually is quite layered. She puts a lot of details and layers into it lah. But some people, I do see some criticism on this as well.
I was thinking it's about the dog. There's no dog in the home.
got a very sight.
There's a dog. There's one dog.
There's a dog. Peter got the dog, okay?
And then he doesn't let Peter play with the dog.
And the shadow of the dog in the mountains.
Yeah, honestly, I have a very low expectation from this movie because like you, I'm very skeptical about highly praised, you know, kind of movie. But yeah, but that is why maybe I felt more satisfied at the end of the movie. Yeah, and then Benedict Cumberbatch is I think stellar as usual. It's also good to see Kirsten Dunst back on the big screen after some time. It's also quite funny because she plays a character who suffer from stress or depression, like stay in the movie, just like her own experience in real life. So so it was quite interesting.
It actually sort of surprised me or shocked me that she looks so old now. She actually she's like, wow, like because you know there's iconic moment of her in Spider-Man. She was so young when we were young.
But it's so nice lah, just to see her back. She's very good also,
I do think I think everyone is good. Actually everyone is nominated, you know. I'm surprised. Benedict nominate the lead actor lor. Then the Peter and also Josh, which I'm surprised, also nominate for supporting
Josh,
actor. But Josh, JC, it's not that he's not good, but I don't see this character being nominated. Then Kristen Dunst also nominated lah. Then, but I will say I think my standout is of course lah. Because I think I've been following Benedict Cumberbatch filmography.
Don't tell me Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think
he's not gonna win, honestly.
But I don't think he's gonna win lah. I don't think he's
even
gonna
though win, I haven't. Yeah, even though I haven't watched the rest of the movie, you have like Will Smith on The King Richard. This one is highly praised. Yeah.
Yes, I haven't watched also that one.
Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth, Andrew Garfield. and then Javier Bardem on being the Ricardos.
It's very packed. No, I mean among Benedict Cumberbatch works. I think this is his best performance.
Okay.
Because his another nomination last time is Imitation Game. I watched before also. It's good. Still certain part I feel is him. This one I think is more break up from his certain certain role. If someone got more break up, then I think Kristen Dunst is really good also, because I really quite a while didn't see her already. She really you can feel that I think she's really depressed and anxious, and you feel that you really need some help, that kind of feeling. And I think the young actor, Cody Smith McPhee.
I actually think the best character which is Peter is one Cody Smith McPhee. I think his acting is very good in my opinion. So yes. He was starting like a normal child, being bullied for his feminine side.
Yes.
But as the story developed, right, he managed to bring out, the unsettling feeling from the moment the maid discovered that he was calmly dissecting the rabbit that he was just petting. So from that moment on, right, every time that he's on the screen, I felt intense, what's he gonna do? What's gonna happen? Suddenly this character come into like a main focus of the movie already. So yeah, I think he's able to bring that kind of thing. That's why I think it's quite good.
Yes, because I also think he quite high chance, but he also has quite strong, but this time the acting category quite stacked. He has also quite strong competition.
Which I don't really know the rest of the
I didn't watch a lot of other works, so I'm not sure. True. But yeah. I for me I think this movie quite high chance is best director, seriously. The director can see that it's really a great work, I will feel that. I also think because I think Peter is the most, because I don't know what's gonna next for this character. Actually very interesting.
Suddenly he's the main main character, main focus on the movie. Good.
Talk about that. Do you guys know that Kristen Dunst and JC Plamers, the Josh, the they are the real couple in real life?
No way.
Yes, they are. They are husband and wife. And they're husband and wife.
So the initially, right, I was like, I know why Shuling chose this movie is because it's like Benedict Cumberbatch being naked.
I didn't know, but I was quite surprised when I watched. I was like, wow, I quite a lot of this scene.
the pond or the lake, right, running towards Peter. Yeah. It's like, Shui must love this scene. No wonder he's the best actor for you.
His whole part comes out like, Not obvious, but we can see that it's private parts.
I was surprised also. I was like, okay.
Maybe that's why people are saying that it's a pretentious art.
Pretentious.
Shuing pause the scene a lot. Shuing pause.
No.
Pause.
Slow down and see the ass. Any other memorable scene?
Actually a lot. The scene quite a lot. Because I think the director did a good job is to build the feeling and the tone of the movie. That's why even though it's slow, but actually I immerse in the
it's
story.
Slow. Yeah.
I don't feel slow, so actually I don't feel slow. It's definitely not fast paced.
True. It's faster than a lot of slow movies.
Yeah, faster than a slow movie. Because I throughout the movie from the beginning, I almost immersed already. I already in the movie. I didn't really feel like I'm out of the movie. A lot of scenes, I think, but the scenes that already make me quite
Especially the music itself, like the MIDI coming, and then going into the restaurant the first time, ooh, so cool.
Yeah. nice.
So nice.
Then I remember the scene that when Phil he was in the jungle like that. Then he take out the something like a scarf or a cloth. Then he was feeling that. He was feeling that. Then I feel
that's the very clear indicator that he's in love with
Bronco Henry.
Bronco Henry, yeah.
Yes, then, and also when Peter, he calmly dissecting the rabbit, that part also like, okay, the feeling is like, okay, you I know that, okay, this is a bit different. It's not Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Peter already feels weird at the start when he start to do the comb, right? The sound with the comb.
I like that details also. I feel that that details very it make you feel unsettling.
Yeah, like creepy. What's that?
Yeah, in the end, right, the deadliest are often silence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he smiles some more, right?
Yes.
Like at the end when he see the mom and George, and then after that he smiles. It's like an accomplishment to him.
Yeah, he pat himself on the back.
Yeah.
Good job. So, good job,
like,
Peter.
It's like, oh my god, this is so creepy.
You feel that, like, because he's young and he's good looking, and but you feel much more, you feel much more creepy, for like you are very cruel. You are very cruel. I feel that.
Peter was saying, my father told me that I'm not kind enough. And then Phil just laughing off, like, you not kind enough. It's actually really not kind enough, that guy.
Phil is blinded by his love. But that scene was a scene that I feel that, I do think that he's not kind enough. Then I feel that Phil is, love will make someone blind.
I remember he killed the rabbit in front of Phil. He's like, twist the neck. Like,
yeah.
You can see the Benedict Cumberbatch, the facial expression changes, like, Oh, even though he didn't show the scene, right?
He only showed
Benedict Cumberbatch face. Like,
how can you love something so much, like, to before and then suddenly, right?
But he still doesn't believe. Like,
but he's still young. He's still, that's why I say love feeling makes him blind.
I think he's just underestimated. He thinks that he's very feminine. That's why he's not dangerous kind of thing. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so you say actually Phil loves Peter at the end?
I cannot say love, but I feel that he definitely has feeling for him. Really.
Interest, yeah, he has interest in him, I would say.
That's the reason why Peter can gets to Phil.
Yeah, he was wants to finish the rope for Peter. Yeah.
If you said that at the end, you see the rope, he just like supple under the bait like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you don't know why is it?
Oh, I don't know. You on the rope, right? Okay, I guess it.
No, it's actually it's on the water. On the water soaked. I mean, the rope is soaked in the poison water. So when his hand has the wound, right, he has a slow shot of the scene where he put the hand in the water to take out the rope. Yeah, that's where he got infected.
Yes, with the
anthrax. The skin of the hide, he took it off from the dead cow, which has contracted from anthrax.
Actually, I until the end when I see him just the rope, I do guess that I think it's the rope, but I just guessing. It wasn't like a very clear thing. When the time I washed it, when he put the water and things like that, I hasn't really realized yet. Until he died, I was like, why he died? Then until when I see him, he supple the rope under the bed. Then I was like, I think it's because Then I was like, I think it's because of the rope already. And somehow his hand was hurt already, man. Got scars already, man.
Wow,
very smart guy.
Actually, there was some comments, right? Writing that it is about the toxic masculinity, right? That Phil inflicted on Peter, and that's why he sort of wanted to I guess that is what one reason, like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
he wanted to kill Phil.
Yes.
And also because of to protect the mom. It's also because of Phil's own repressed emotions, right? And that could be, so I guess, a more nicer ending. Or a better way to deal with this situation, which is
don't be toxic.
Yeah, because Phil would, is actually Peter is the one that can make Phil open up. I feel so. Then you know what if you know Peter actually goes the other route that actually slowly brings with more compassion towards Phil and bring Phil out of this thing and it will be a better ending.
You know, I agree. That's why we feel. Peter is it's very unsettling and creepy, and he's quite cold blooded, I would say. He's quite cold hearted as well. The way he killed the Phil, it's just like the way he killed the two rabbits.
Then it's just to like amplify that, like, Peter is not kind at all. So he kept the revenge from the beginning. He put it from the beginning, like after a few years. Like, he still wants to, he felt like he wants to still get a revenge back, like, basically, towards Phil. That's what I felt like, yeah. Like, maybe he's this kind of character that he's he's actually quite evil. It is evil. Can't really say it's evil also, right? Because he's, if like people tak zui hui, then he'll...
Yeah. He won't let it go.
Yes, correct. He won't let it go.
I don't know whether there's any sense of guilt or remorse in this.
Yeah, that's actually... That also made me curious. I think that there's also, I see some comment is discussing that does actually Peter has any slightly feeling towards Phil? Not sure.
I think the scene of him reading the Bible verse at the end, it feels like he's finding some validation for what he did.
Justify what he did was for the better or for the good, right? Yeah.
So I don't know whether he has the wrong view at the start, right? As he knew already about this verse and he interpreted it as such that he needs to take revenge and that drives him to do this action, or it's just that he did the action, then after that he want to find some way to validate his actions.
It is interesting, but we will never know, it's dependent on what do you think. It's dependent on our own interpretation.
But the act of him doing that is already means that he do feel some kind of uneasiness of the action, then therefore he needs some external sources to anchor on, right? Otherwise, if he don't feel anything, then after killing someone, then
good. I agree as well. Because I always believe the action reflect the person's real, the real feeling more than the words. Interesting. Actually, the more I talk, the more it make me think about, interesting, the movie, quite layered that it can view again.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe the...
I feel there's a lot of unintended complexity
But I don't think because when I watch a movie, I already feel that, there's a lot of symbolic, a lot of things really one. It's made up pave the way. Some movie I do feel is unintended but this one I feel is intended. A lot of things, like the way
example, it's like burning of the flower. It might as a symbolic meaning of it.
Yeah, no, even the you remember the first scene, the because overall the scenes at the beginning really set up the sexual tension between Phil and Peter, because when he take the flower, the way he put the fingers and what, it's really the sexual tension is there. The symbolic is quite strong. You don't feel that?
I totally didn't know what kind of movie was this. Like, it didn't cross my mind that the two of them will have interest.
I roughly know it's about sexuality. Maybe that's why I really sense that. Because it really got the close up.
This is how it added complexity. This is how it added complexity to the movie.
Add on our own. But actually, it shows that maybe Phil can be a delicate person as well when he touched the flower. So he's to show his more delicate side, which he tried to repress.
He is actually Phil is delicate person. He's he since the beginning when think about why he he picked the flower and things like that, all his that kind of like toxic masculinity is to hide himself. The part that he also cannot accept himself to be lah, or he afraid to be, he fear to be the real the real person that he fear to be.
The flower is like symbolic as him. So the fire is the outside. So even though he wants to become flower, he can't. He'll get burned in the end.
Interesting.
Okay. I think this one is your
added complexity number two.
True. Okay, we add a lot of complexity into the movie. Okay, but overall, I think as a Benedict Cumberbatch fan, I think this is quite happy that okay, you get something different really, because I all this while feel that sometimes certain of his characters are still a bit similar or what. Yeah, this one is the one that I feel is more different from his previous one. Which I was okay. At
so
least
his next movie should be Doctor Strange
2
and the Multiverse Madness.
Yeah, Doctor Strange in the Madness of Multiverse and Madness.
Multiverse. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That one is nice. That one should be also quite. Interesting, yeah.
But it's Marvel, you're a fan of Marvel as well.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Marvel. Yeah, Professor X already confirmed inside the movie.
Spoiler, come on.
Okay, it's in the trailer and Patrick Stewart already confirmed. Patrick Stewart confirmed that he's in the movie.
I didn't know,
already.
I didn't read the news.
Sorry,
I was trying not to spoil. What is this?
Okay,
dropping them.
Okay,
the pee bomb.
Okay, sorry. I was
Shui, you can start your own. You can start your own podcast already about
entertainment
news.
Yeah.
Entertainment X tonight.
Yes, I've been following.
Breaking story.
News.
Professor X Patrick Stewart will be in the Doctor Strange.
I was oh my god, X Men.
And then which actor and which actress got scandal and
like,
all
like,
you know.
I know Kristen. I know Kristen Dunst and JC Plummer is real couple. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then that's about it for this movie. So for next episode, we're gonna do this movie called 14 Peaks.
It's a documentary.
It's a movie.
It's a documentary. I think this should be the first time we discuss about a documentary. It's gonna be interesting. So until then, join us again next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.